KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have mostly clear skies, some light fog toward the surface. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 89. Winds south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports an investigation into a vehicle stolen from Pottawatomie County resulted in the arrest on Wednesday of 36-year-old Ryan Joe Castle from Griswold. Castle was arrested for felony theft in the second degree. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and is being held on a $5,000 bond. Also arrested Wednesday was 20-year-old Tyron Lee Franks of Council Bluffs, who was taken into custody on a district court warrant for probation violation. Franks was transported to the Cass County Jail and released Thursday on his own recognizance. The Cass County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help with regard to information pertaining to a fire that burned an unused corn crib on Wednesday at around 1:16 p.m. The corn crib located at 62635 610th Street, which is a little bit northeast of Lewis, halfway between Lewis and Atlantic. If you happen to see any activity at or around that location at the time of the fire, you're asked to contact Sheriff Darby McLaren at 712-249-2206 or by email, the address in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Police in Council Bluffs report a warrant has been issued for 23-year-old Raimundo Rafael Silva Gomez of Bellevue, Nebraska, associated with a pursuit that began with a traffic stop. Police tried to stop a beige Cadillac near 535th and Ronald Road at around 5 p.m. Thursday when the vehicle failed to pull over. Officers eventually discontinued the pursuit. That vehicle was found to be involved in a crash at 13th and Missouri Avenue in Shenandoah. Silva Gomez was identified as the suspected driver, and again, a warrant has been issued for his arrest. Page County Sheriff's Office yesterday said deputies and numerous rescue crews responded to a call for help early Thursday morning about a man who was floating on the East Nishnabotna River and had become unresponsive. The 911 call to PageCom Dispatch Center came in around 1:12 a.m. Thursday from a 44-year-old female. The woman said she'd been floating with a 53-year-old man on the river since 8 p.m. Wednesday, and they were north of Essex. Numerous agencies were dispatched to this large area, and it was determined from the phone calls that the female and the male were on the East Nishnabotna River between the bridges on 110th Street and D Avenue north of Essex. Due to accessibility issues associated with that area, the rescue operation took some time because there's no boat access within several miles. When the woman and her companion were finally located at around 3 a.m. Thursday, the man was deceased. Page County Sheriff's Office was assisted in the search and recovery effort by the Essex Fire and Rescue Department, Red Oak Fire and Rescue, Corning Fire and Rescue, Mont Air Fire and Rescue, Clarinda Fire and Rescue, Shenandoah Police, Fremont County Sheriff's Office, Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency, along with the Page County EMA. The dive team, Midwest Regional Dive Team, and local citizens with knowledge of the river in the area. The incident remains under investigation at this time. The name of the man was being withheld pending notification of relatives. More information will be released at a later date. And the Iowa Department of Public Health coronavirus update today show that three more people have died from COVID-19 for a total of 742. Officials say more than 358,390 have been tested for the virus to date, with the number of positive cases up 464 as of this morning to 33,476. Negative cases stand at 324,237, slightly more than 16,000 yesterday, and 25,737 Iowans have recovered from the virus. That's down nearly 500 from Thursday. Cass County public health officials on Thursday confirmed that three more persons have tested positive for COVID-19 in this county for a total of 27, while the number of those recovered is up one now to 19. Statewide RMCC hospitalization data show 169 COVID-19 patients are in a hospital, 54 are in an ICU, 19 were admitted to a hospital, and 26 were on a ventilator. In southwest and western Iowa, five people are hospitalized in hospitals around the area. Four are in an ICU. None were admitted to a hospital, and there was no one on a ventilator. And long-term care facility data showed 15 current outbreaks, 281 residents and staff tested positive for COVID-19 over the past reporting period. 87 have recovered, and there have been 392 deaths to date. You can see county-by-county COVID-19 cases and the number of people who have recovered in those counties in the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. In the funeral announcements, Jim Bones Corcoran, age 68, of Orient, died Monday in Des Moines. A massive Christian burial for close friends and family of Bones Corcoran will be held today at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Winterset. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Social distancing will be practiced, and the family encourages you to wear a mask. Francis Kenkel, age 99, of Manila and formerly of Defiance, died Tuesday at the Manila Manor. A family massive Christian burial for Francis Kinkle will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Jack Rupert, age 79, a native of Griswold, died November 1st in Nevada. Memorial graveside services for Jack Rupert will be today at 11 o'clock in the Pleasant Township Cemetery south of Griswold. Recon Funeral Home is assisting the family. John Shannon, age 65, who was formerly of Lewis, died Sunday in Omaha. A celebration of life memorial service for John Shannon will be today at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Doug Williams, age 70, of Messina, died June 30th in Omaha. Public graveside services for Doug Williams will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Messina Center Cemetery, and social distancing will be practiced. You're encouraged to bring a lawn chair to the graveside service. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Alma Tallman, age 84, of Atlantic, died June 21st. A celebration of life memorial service for Alma Tallman will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Jacqueline Jackie Jensen, age 56, of Sioux City and formerly of Atlantic, died June 22nd. A memorial service for Jackie Jensen will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hazel Miller, age 92, of Hancock, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Hazel Miller will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marilyn Wittrup, age 90, of Harlan, died June 26th. Memorial services for Marilyn Wittrup will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Mary Chase, age 85, of Atlantic, died Wednesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Mary Chase will be on Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gwen Eggers, age 70, of Carson, died Monday in Omaha. A memorial service for Gwen Eggers will be held this coming Monday at 10 o'clock at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Don Lentz, age 90, of Greenfield, died Wednesday in Fontenelle. Public graveside services for Don Lentz will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Eureka Center Cemetery north of Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Jim Bartleson, age 78, of Anita, died Tuesday in Des Moines. A celebration of life memorial service for Jim Bartleson will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Beverly Webb, age 91, of Atlantic, died February 19th. A celebration of life graveside service for Beverly Webb will be on Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Lyle Brewer, age 90, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. A visitation of the family of Lyle Brewer will be on Wednesday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Karen Kreisinger, age 84, died Thursday in Omaha. A private family graveside service for Karen Kreisinger will be held at the Griswold Cemetery. Recon Veith Funeral Home is assisting the family. Rodney Schroeder, age 85, of Audubon and formerly of the Brayton and Atlantic areas, died July 4th. Private family graveside services for Rodney Schroeder will be held in the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Hockenberry Family Care in Audubon has arrangements. Viona Smith Maines, age 97, of Earlham, died Monday in Stewart. A graveside memorial service for Viona Smith Maines will be held at a later date in the Penn Center Cemetery. Johnson Family Funeral Home of Earlham has arrangements. And Mark Mellinson, age 62, of Elkhorn, died Monday. No services or visitation will be held for Mark Mellinson, Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.